Sheila Fogarty on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
Simon Marks joins me, LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon, I literally almost choked on the word Trump just a moment ago.
Yes, I heard.
I've recovered now. Had a nice warm drink and everything's fine. Donald Trump's ban from Facebook and Instagram has been upheld.
Yes, it has, with a lot of caveats here. This is a decision by the Oversight Board, which consists of around 20 people, some of them former heads of government, former journalists, intellectuals, that Facebook itself selected to place on this independent oversight board. And they've ruled today that they're upholding the company's decision back on January the 7th to suspend Donald Trump from both of those platforms, Facebook and Instagram. They say that Donald Trump's posts during the Capitol riot on January the 6th, the insurrection at the congressional building here, severely violated Facebook's rules and encouraged and legitimized violence. So that's a huge rejection for the former president, who had submitted a written brief urging the oversight board to overturn his indefinite ban on Facebook and Instagram, and who sees his access to those platforms as being central to the role that he still hopes to play in the 2024 presidential election, whether it's as a candidate himself or as a kingmaker on the Republican side of the aisle. But the devil is in the details in this ruling by the Oversight Board, because it also slams Mark Zuckerberg's company. It found that Facebook violated its own rules by imposing a suspension on the former president that was indefinite. The Oversight Board says the indefinite suspension of an account is not a penalty that is contained in Facebook's rules. And so it's giving Facebook now 6 months to review the outcome of this and to make a very clear decision. Is Donald Trump permanently banned from Facebook and Instagram in accordance with Facebook's rules? And if he is, then his account must be removed and the postings must all be deleted from those two platforms. Or is he subject to a time-limited suspension, which the rules also provide for? You know, and Facebook could come back and say, right, Donald Trump, you're banned until January the 21st, 2025. But what the board is saying they can't do is simply leave him hanging out there in limbo like this.
Which I think is fair.
Well, I mean, it's not only fair, but I mean, it's saying that Facebook needs to play by its own rules. Mm. Facebook, it says,
change them.
Yeah, or change them. And it accuses Facebook of making up the rules as it goes along. And it says anyone concerned about the power of the company should be concerned about allowing this, having clear rules that apply to all users and Facebook is essential for ensuring the company treats users fairly. There's also a hit at the company's own conduct in and around the events of January the 6th here, the insurrection by Donald Trump's conspiracy theory believing supporters on Capitol Hill. We urge Facebook to conduct a review into its contribution to the narrative of electoral fraud and political tensions that led to the events of January the 6th. That completely false claim that Donald Trump is still continuing to promulgate now on his own website, where you can find postings that more traditionally would have resided on Twitter and Facebook.
And
as
weirdly,
of yesterday.
They look like tweets, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. No, well, I mean, but the interesting thing is that, of course, a few weeks ago, we were being told that Donald Trump was going to launch his own social media brand, and it was going to be the biggest thing to happen to the internet since Google, you know. And yesterday, what I think passes for that was launched, and it turns out to be basically a blog on his webpage. But he's there putting his statements out. Indeed, he's just put another one out, not relating to the Facebook ruling, but relating to the ongoing turmoil within the Republican Party, and insisting again that the election was corrupt and that the country is now turning into a socialist nightmare.
Thank you very much. Little talk at the end there. Thank you, Simon. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Let's squeeze in a couple of calls before three.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.